Welcome back. Today we're doing a deep dive into a very specific jungle and old school DNB weapon, Reschop Ghosts. The kind of bass edits that don't just sound cool in the studio, they create that rewind moment on a system. And the big idea is this: a rewind-worthy drop is rarely a brand new bass sound. It's usually a familiar bass phrase, but it's been chopped with intent. Little pullbacks, micro silences, and those quiet shadow hits that make the groove feel like it's breathing. This is intermediate level. So I'm going to assume you already know your way around Live 12, warping basics, and the difference between MIDI programming and audio editing. What we're building is a stock device Reese rack, then we're committing it to audio, slicing it like a DJ tool, and programming ghosts that push and pull against the drums. Let's set the session up first. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 172. I like 168 for that classic rolling feel, where breaks and bass feel fast but not hyper. Set your grid to 16ths. We'll go to 30 seconds later, when we start doing the truly disrespectful edits. Now do yourself a favor in preferences. Go to record, warp, launch, and make sure create fades on clip edges is enabled. If you skip this, you can still fix clicks later, but you'll waste time. Also open your groove pool view. We might not swing everything, but ghosts love swing. Now we build the Reese. Create a MIDI track and drop an instrument rack on it. Name it something obvious like Reschop Ghost. This rack is going to have three lanes, sub, mid, and movement grid. The reason we split it is simple: you want the sub to stay boring and consistent while the upper layers do the talking. Old school bass lines get their power from stability down low and attitude above. Chain 1 is sub, add operator. Keep it dead simple. Algorithm A only, assign wave on oscillator A, and drop the octave to minus 1. Maybe minus 2 depending on the key. Then add a Q8 and low pass around 90 to 110 Hz with a gentle slope. You're not trying to sound design the sub. You're trying to keep it reliable. Optional but useful. A compressor after the EQ. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack around 15 to 30 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 150. Just tickle it. 1 or 2 dB of gain reduction. This is about evenness, not punch. Chain 2 is your MID Reese. The growl that people recognize. Add wave eatable if you've got it handy. Set oscillator 1 to a sawish basic shape, oscillator 2 to a squarish basic shape. Detune them around 10 to 25 cents. Add unison. But don't go crazy. 2 to 4 voices, low to moderate amount. The goal is width and movement without losing the center. Now add chorus ensemble. Use chorus mode. Rate somewhere in the quarter hertz to 0.6 hertz range. Amount may be 15 to 35%, width 120 to 160. This is where that classic Reese swirl starts. Then add auto filter. Low pass 24. Start the cutoff somewhere like 200 to 600 Hz. Add a little envelope amount, like 5 to 15, with a short decay. That tiny envelope snap is a big part of why chops read is played instead of just sustained notes. Now add saturator. Analog clip mode. Drive about 3 to 7 dB, and turn soft clip on. Then EQ8. High pass around 90 to 120 Hz. This is crucial. The sub lane owns the lows. If you let the mid layer keep too much low end, you'll get facey whoomp and the bass will feel like it's wobbling in a bad way. If the mid is boxy, dip a bit around 250 to 400. Chain 3 is movement and grit. Duplicate the mid chain if you want, but we're going to make it more reeds on small speakers, more nasty, more air and edge. Add frequency shifter. Ring mod mode. Fine around 10 to 40 Hz. Mix 10 to 25%. You're not trying to make it sound like sci-fi, you're just adding that unsettled motion. Then add amp. Yes, amp. Start with a bass or clean style and drive it around 2 to 5. After that, redux. But very subtle. Downsample around 1.2 to 2.0. Keep it reduction at 0 or barely any. And dry slash wet maybe 5 to 15%. Then EQ8 and high pass it somewhere like 150 to 250 Hz. This lane is texture only. It should not fight the sub. Quick teacher note here, if you solo the grit lane and it sounds thin and ugly, you're probably doing it right. Its job is to show up when everything else is playing. Now we need a phrase that's choppable. Write a simple two-bar Reese phrase in MIDI. Keep it classic, root note, then maybe jump to the flat 7, then back to root. Rhythm-wise, start with 8th notes so it feels stable, then add a few 16th pushes to give you something to chop later. Don't overcompose. Remember, we're thinking like DJ edits, not like let me write the most complicated bass line. The edits will create the excitement. Now commit to auto. This is where jungle energy lives. Freeze and flatten the track, or resample it. I like to create an audio track named Reese Chops Audio and record the output. Either way is fine. The point is, audio gives you brutal, fast edits that feel like you're cutting a record. Once you've got the audio freeze, right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients if the phrase has clear attacks. If it's too smooth, slice by sixteenths. Use the built-in slicing preset so it drops into simpler. Now you've got a chop kit. Each slice mapped across MIDI notes. This is huge, because now you're not just editing audio, you're performing edits. You can literally play bass chops like drums. That's why this lesson lives in the DJ tools mindset. Now we get into the main concept. Ghost chops. A ghost chop is a quieter, shorter, often darker version of the main Reese hit. It's not there to be noticed. It's there to make the groove lean forward. If your ghosts sound like extra notes, they're too loud, too bright, or too on the grid. We'll do it two ways. First, velocity ghosts inside the simpler MIDI. Create a one-bar pattern. For main hits, pick a few anchor points. You can start with something like a hit on beat one, then a couple of offbeat placements to taste. The exact grid numbers matter less than the relationship to the snare. In jungle, the snare is the anchor. So audition your bass against the snare, not the kick. If the bass pattern makes the snare feel later or weaker, adjust. Set main hit velocities around 90 to 120, ghost velocities around 20 to 55. Now inside simpler, turn on the filter. Use LP24. And here's the trick. Map velocity to filter cutoff so louder hits are brighter and quieter hits are darker. The ghosts should naturally tuck behind the drums. And timing-wise, this is where people level up. Ghosts are timing tools first, tone tools second. Nudge your ghosts slightly late, like 5 to 15 milliseconds. You can do it by nudging MIDI notes, or even easier, use track delay. Here's a groove weapon setup. Set your Reese main track delay to about minus 5 milliseconds, so it's slightly ahead and urgent. Set your Reese ghost lane, if you're using one, to plus 8 to plus 20 milliseconds, so it drags and rolls. Keep the sub at 0 milliseconds. That way the low end stays reliable and the upper rhythm does the swaggering. Which brings us to method 2, a dedicated ghost bus. Super controllable. Duplicate your audio chop track and name it Reese Ghost. Pull the clip gain down by 8 to 14 dB. Then put an auto filter on it, LP24. Cut off around 200 to 500. Add utility and narrow the width, somewhere between 0 and 50%. This is important in busy breaks. Stereo bass movement can smear the groove. Ghosts especially should not take over your stereo image. Add a gentle saturator, drive 1 to 3 dB. Optional gate with fast attack and short release, if you want the ghost to become more of a tick than a note. Then use ghosts sparingly, leading into snares or leading into phrase turns. Think of them like tiny pre-echoes. Now we talk micro edits and clicks, because chopping bass audio is where a lot of people get frustrated. Whenever you hard chop, you risk clicks because you're cutting a waveform at a non-zero crossing. Live makes this easy if you handle it like a pro. In the audio clip view, turn on fades and use tiny fades. Fade in 1 to 3 milliseconds, fade out 3 to 10 milliseconds. That's usually enough. For warping, avoid complex or complex pro for bass chops unless you absolutely need it. It can smear the tone. Try beats mode. Preserve transients. And set the envelope somewhere around 50 to 90 depending on whether you want it punchy or smoother. The more envelope, the more it holds the slice shape. Now we arrange the drop. 16 bars, and we're aiming for call and response plus negative space. Silence is part of the groove. If you never stop, nothing hits. Bars 1 to 4, statement. Keep it simple and heavy. Main Reese chop on the downbeats are the obvious anchors. Ghosts fill breathing spaces, but lightly. Sub stay steady. Maybe long notes or tied notes. Let the drums be the busy part at first. The bass sets the authority. Bars 5 to 8. Add conversation. Bring in a new chop. Maybe a higher slice. Every second bar is an answer. And introduce a pullback. An eighth note pullback before a snare. Or even a quarter bar silence before a slam back in. That micro silence is power. In DJ terms, that's the are you ready moment. Bars 9 to 12. Variation and menace. Automate a filter down on bar 9 so it feels like the bass ducks into the floor, then snap it open on bar 10 around beat 3 so it bites again. And at the end of bar 12, introduce a long Reese tail. That tail sets up the switch because it gives your ear continuity while you prepare the fake out. Bars 13 to 16, reload bait. Here's the move. Near the end, like bar 15 beat 4, cut almost everything. Leave maybe a tiny ghost Reese tick and a hat. Then bar 16 beat 1. Full slam back in. main chop, sub, break, all together. If you want to add a vocal stab, keep it tasteful. The bass and silence should do most of the talking. Now let's glue the bass so it hits hard, but doesn't fight the kick. Group all your bass lanes into a bass bus. On the bus, add a compressor and sidechain it to the kick. Ratio 3 to 1, attack 5 to 15 milliseconds, release 60 to 120. Aim for about 2 to 5 dB gain reduction on kick hits. Then EQ 8 after it. If it's muddy, carve a bit around 200 to 350. If it's hissing, a gentle shelf down around 5 to 8K can help. Optional limiter just catching peaks, 1 to 2 dB max. A few common mistakes to avoid while you're doing all this. Don't overlayer the sub. If your mid-res has too much low end, the whole bass becomes phase soup. High pass the mids, keep the sub pure. Don't make ghost notes too loud. If you can sing them, they're not ghosts. Turn them down, darken them, delay them a hair. Don't chop without fades. Click City. Tiny fades are non-negotiable. And don't do constant chopping with no dynamics. If there are no gaps, the listener gets fatigue and the drop stops feeling like an event. Now, a couple of pro tips if you want it darker and heavier. Try splitting distortion by band on the mid and grit lanes with an audio effect rack. Distort 200 to 800 harder, keep 800 to 4K lighter so articulation survives.